بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع عن أبي أمارة براء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا فلان، إذا أويت إلى فراشك فقل. In this chapter of having full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and all the matters of our aqeed, our deen, and to put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. This is the seventh hadith in this chapter, the 80th hadith in the kitab. Hazrat Abu Umara Al-Bara ibn Azim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum, he narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Ya Fulan, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam addressed a certain sahabi and gave him this advice, which was for the whole ummah also. Iza awaita ila farashika faqul. When you go to your bed, then make this dua. This is a dua that is taught to us, and we should try and learn this dua and read this dua. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. O Allah, I've surrendered myself to you. When a person goes to sleep also, then he is not in control, so to say, of himself. So we surrender ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk. And I've turned my face fully towards you. I trust and depend only on you. I've turned fully towards you. وَفَوَّثْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكِ. And all my matters, I've handed them over to you. Whatever my matters are, I'm going to sleep now. I'm handing my matters over to you. Like any person who is going away somewhere and he delegates his work to somebody else. So we are going to sleep and Allah is our Rabb, and we delegate all our matters to Him. And when a person not only reads it but understands it and says it with his heart, he gets so much of peace of mind that now I'm going to sleep and I've handed my overs to the greatest of the great, to Allah Ta'ala. وَالْجَأْتُ ذَهْرِي إِلَيْكِ. And I've turned my back, handed my back, that is my whole life, I've handed it over to you. I'm putting you in charge of my matters. I'm taking off, so to say. I'm going to sleep. You are Hayyun Qayyum. You never sleep, you never rest. You are awake all the time. And I've handed my matters all over to you. رَغْبَةً وَرَحْبَةً إِلَيْكِ. And I have full hope in your mercy and in your reward. With great passion I turn to you, and I've got full trust in you. وَرَحْبَةً. And I fear your punishment also. Fully I've got hope in your mercy, your kindness and your reward. And I fear your punishment and you taking me to task for any matter also. So in other words, all his matters in every angle he hands over to Allah Ta'ala. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilay. There is no refuge, there is no turning away, there is no protection, O Allah, but only from you. I can't escape you, I can't run away from you, I turn fully towards you. آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت. I believe in the kitab that you have revealed. That is the Quran Sharif. In other words, declaring one's iman completely and fully to Allah Ta'ala. ونبيك الذي أرسلت. And your Nabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who you have sent. I fully believe in him also and his whole message wholeheartedly. I fully accept it. If a person reads this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّكَ إِمِّتَّ مِنْ لَيْلَتِكَ. If that night you have to pass away, when you read this, مِتَّ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. You have died on iman. On the natural, the right path, you will have died on iman. وَإِنْ أَصْبَحْتَ أَصْبَحْتَ خَيْرًا. And if you left through the night and you wake up in the morning, there will be only goodness for you. All types of goodness will be granted to you. This riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif also. Then another narration which comes also in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Anil Bara'i qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bara'i ibn Azib, the same narrator, says in the previous riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed a certain person. In this narration he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَضْجِعَكَ فَتَوَضَّ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. When you come to your sleeping place at night, when you intend to sleep, then make wudu, a wudu of namaz. And this is a great virtue, that a person makes wudu, a great amal, and a great reward, that a person makes wudu and sleeps. There are very great rewards for it. Narrations are that his ruh is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala when he makes wudu and sleep. And if a person finds that he cannot make wudu, ulama have said, he can even for this make tayammum. He can make tayammum also, he will get that reward also. But the actual is that a person makes wudu, and we should try and get into that habit also. To sleep with wudu is a very great ibadat also. ثم استجع على شقك الأيمن, and then lie down on your right side. When going to sleep, at least when we start sleeping, lie on the right side. After that, if we wish to turn to the left side, no problem also. But at least when we start and we our sleep at the beginning, we should lie down on the right side. وقل وذكر نحوه ثم قال. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read, and the same dua he mentioned again. And then he told that, وَاجْعَلُهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولُ. And then let this be the last words you say before going to sleep. A person, for example, he will, might be talking with his wife, might be talking with children, and he's lying down, but let this be the last words. Before we sleep, let us not be looking at the cell phone, at our messages, etc. Let us not be engaged in any other discussion, but our engagement with Allah Ta'ala before going to sleep. And hopefully such a person, his maut will also come very mubarak. That this is the small maut, the sister of maut, sleep. And this we do in this proper way, then our real maut will also come in a very beautiful way. We shouldn't be that we are looking at the cell phone, or even we shouldn't be thinking about other things as much as possible. And the worst is that we should not be fantasizing about anything, thinking about any gunas at that time. But we should make our communication with Allah Ta'ala, and there can be no better way in the dua that is taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. This dua is easily available. We all should try to learn this dua and read it at night and understand it with its meanings also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.